I recently saw a young lady that had been out of orthodontic treatment for a year or two, and she was concerned because her anterior teeth could no longer incise properly. She had developed a slight anterior open bite. Although she didn't have any significant pain, she did have a lateral deviation of the mandible when opening, suggesting a possible disc displacement. This patient made me think about the relationship between disc displacement, joint osteoarthrosis, and a down and back rotation of the mandible. Shortly after seeing her, I read an article published in the April 2011 issue of the Triple O that addressed this topic, and I would like to share those findings with you. The article is called, "Are Temporomandibular Joint Disc Displacements Without Reduction and Osteoarthrosis Important Determinants of Mandibular Backward Positioning and Clockwise Rotation?" The 50 subjects in the study were part of an investigation at Innsbruck Medical University originally designed to look at non-surgical management of TMD pain. They were consecutive subjects that presented with pain and who were 18 to 50 years old, Caucasian, and had first molars present. As part of the study, all 50 had open and closed mouth MRIs of the TM joints and had a lateral cephalogram in the centric occlusion position. A radiologist, unaware of clinical findings, made a diagnosis of disc position and joint osteoarthrosis. The cephalometric tracings were done independently by a different investigator. The MRI findings and the cephalometric measurements were then compared to look for a significant relationship between disc displacement without reduction and or osteoarthrosis and certain cephalometric characteristics of backward mandibular rotation or mandibular posterior positioning. What the investigators found is that a diagnosis of disc displacement without reduction or osteoarthrosis alone did not increase the risk of seeing an associated backward mandibular rotation or posterior positioning. But the two together was associated with a 7 to 10 times increased risk of backward mandibular rotation and or posterior positioning. So it appears that someone with disc displacement and some evidence of bony degeneration is more likely to have skeletal changes that could result in an open bite. But this study didn't really look at disease progression, that is, to see if the cephalometric characteristics got worse as the joint disease appeared. It would be interesting to see if additional follow-up of these patients would improve our understanding. Also, these were patients who presented to a TMD clinic with joint pain. How do they compare to the patient of mine who I described to you that was more concerned about her slight open bite? So, we're still searching for a better understanding of the cause and effect relationship, if any, between joint degeneration and skeletal relationships. But this study is one step in the right direction. For more information about the association of MRI joint findings and cephalometric characteristics of down and back mandibular rotation, this entire article can be found in the April 2011 issue of Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, Oral Pathology, Oral Radiology, and Endodontology.